What have you put in this?
Shh.
What?
There's people there.
Yeah.
Are they?
Where?
Yeah, look over there.
Oh, dear.
Do you think they can see this ginger map thing?
Well, he can't, because he's doing something with his armpit that he probably shouldn't.
No, and the other one's got the head of a cat.
Oh, dear.
And cats can't see that far, so hopefully we're all right.
I knew our audience were weird, but I didn't realise they were that weird.
I know. Do you think it's
actually... Especially that one with the scales.
Hmm. Yeah, but you can't really measure anything on those scales, can you?
No.
No, they're not using the pitch.
Should we just play it song and get on with it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right, see you in a minute.
Why people go to school? Why people go to school? Why? When I was down and out, you didn't help me out. Now that I win your back, hear what you talk about. Now that I turn in shot, you start to chat. Can walk and talk, walk on top of me, not care at all. Can walk and talk, walk on top of me, not care at all.
Because it's that good.
It is. Well, very delightful.
It was.
2 minutes, 20 yep. seconds.
And that actually is from the album Before the Fall, which is possibly one of Incendiary's favourite albums of the year.
Yes, go and buy it now.
Yeah, it's the ultimate fall nerds party album. You know, you can go into someone's house, I think, and then you could put this on, and no one could object to it. I know lots of people object to The Fall quite strongly, and vociferously as well, and as personal experience has shown.
Yes.
But the great thing about this is you can go around someone's house as a Fall fan, put this on, and I don't know any upstanding citizen who's having a cheese and wine party who's going to moan at Lost in Music by Sister Sledge, because they're not, you know.
No, and no one's going to bat an eyelid if you play Ardeen Taylor's, was it Ghost
in My House?
Which is just a classic anyway.
Exactly, but if you played the Fall version of that, they wouldn't be happy.
Yeah,
but
that's better at the end of the night to make people go home.
Exactly, so that's on Action Records, and it's Ace Records, oh dear, already cocked up. That's some excellent sleeve notes there by Daniel
Good to
Mayer.
Be back.
Oh, we're useless, aren't we, today? So it's Ginger... there, Ginger Max. We're actually talking about that, we're just drinking Ginger Max here. And it reminds me of a homily my dad always teaches us, and I think, it, as public service broadcasters, I think it's only right that I tell you what my dad says. Apologies for the Gateshead accent here coming out, but like, beer in front of whiskey, always risky. Wine before beer, never fear. Whiskey before beer, never fear. And he's, you know what, I think he might have a point, because we're starting on the Ginger Max, and then after that we've got some cans in the fridge, and we've got some sticky buns,
And we've got a bag of Burt's, apparently.
And we've got a bag of Burt's.
We don't know what Burt's made, but we've got a bag of it.
We've got a bag of Burt's, fried by Roddy.
Fried by Roddy. I hope it's like
What, Roddy Burt?
No, Rod Hull.
Rod Hull? Fried Rod Hull?
Fried emu pieces.
Not only is that, not only is a cat with a man's head outside, but we're not eating fried Rod Hull.
Either that, or this is what happened to the guy from Rod, Jane and Freddy.
Oh dear. Jeffrey. No, that wasn't Jeffrey, was it? It was Rod, wasn't it?
As in Roddy.
But there's two,
Rod, Jane and Freddy.
Oh, right, okay, but there was two fellas in Rod, Jane and Freddy.
Yes, Rod and Freddy.
Right, actually.
So Jane was the one who wasn't a man.
Was she a cat?
Just press play.
Very different from what I was expecting to hear. Actually, it's quite celebratory and uplifting and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, that was from Golden Grey, an album by Duchess Leo. You may have heard him or her, whatever. I think it's a him. Kind of hanging around in the background, and I mean really in the background.
Little squeaks.
That delightful little thing. It's the thing I like it, but it's one of those things that it does lots of nice things, but it doesn't do them very quickly.
No.
So you keep thinking it's going to go somewhere, and then it goes, no, I'll let you hang around here and then go and do something, and then it just kind of hangs around again. Yeah. The whole album's like that. There's not as many kind of samples and strings. It's more kind of piano-led, and the opening is slightly different to the rest of the stuff, but it's worth a listen. It's one of those lovely things just to welcome in the spring, and basically if you hung over to hell like
we usually hung up.
Or if you hung up as well. You've just told me you have a voucher to get a free spank in Berlin.
The Erotic Museum. It's rocking.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Well, Duchess Leo can be found at duchessleo.com. Mm-hmm. Also on Whale Heart Records, all one.
Oh, Whale Heart's a good label.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're a little Brooklyn label who, we've had a few nice things from them. That came out in January. It's something that I've been meaning to get round to. I've actually been trundling along listening to it for a while.
Yeah.
But it seems as they can't be bothered to get on with things very quickly. I couldn't be bothered to review it.
No, exactly. Timelines, man. Timelines.
But no, it's worth your listen. Golden Grey. Nice thing to end the spring.
And now we're going to follow something which is equally ethereal and floating and all the rest of it. This is from the new Dakota Suites album. And this is www.dakotasuite.com, and that's on Karaoke Kalk, the famous Berlin label.
We like them.
Yeah, we do.
We play a few stuff on
I love them. I think they're one of the best labels around. There's a lot of good electronica and sort of modern classic stuff coming out of Germany at present. And this
is like the amount of consonants in their name.
Yeah, Karaoke Kalk. Oh, Dakota Suite. Oh, yeah, it is.
Karaoke Kalk.
Karaoke Kalk. This is, it's a mix. Now, normally people who know me, I'll say, but Richard, you can't play a jazzy influence record, and you're quite right.
You can't play a jazzy influence record.
But at this point, I must point out that there's enough electronica on here to make the jazz influences, it negates them somewhat and allows the rest of the music to breathe freely without the infection of jazz. So we can.
Speaking of jazzy influences that aren't so good, we went to see something quite interesting the other week, didn't we?
Oh, we did, yeah, I know. Yeah, and there was jazz in a thing about. Yeah, actually, you're right. There was jazz in that, wasn't there?
There was. There were a lot of jazz that didn't fit. We went to see Scapino, a Rotterdam ballet. Doing a presentation of Lou Reed and John Cale's marvellous Songs for Drella album.
Exactly. Which is a tribute, if you don't know, to Andy Warhol. Drella was his nickname.
Yeah,
and
a fascinating LP. One of our favourites, I think it's safe to say. And we essentially watched a bunch of people slap each other in the face and pretend to disembowel each other for
jazz!
And then they took away three or four of the best songs
on the album.
The album and replaced them with some really up-tempo mood jazz numbers.
Yeah, dooby dooby doo. Yeah, daddy-o.
Lots of
I wasn't happy with that, you know.
There was some, like, almost Chattanooga Choo Choo.
I know. It undermined the quality of the piece, I thought.
You'll find a deeper review of that evening, which had its moments.
It did. No, we enjoyed ourselves, don't get us wrong.
We had a good night. Especially the disemboweling. And when you have seven men pretending to have a shit on stage in the middle of a dance number is something I don't think I've ever seen before.
I tell you what, I bet you Justin Bieber doesn't do that.
I would probably like him a bit more if I did. Yeah, not that I've ever listened to him, I don't think I ever will.
Exactly. Anyway, let's do this. This is cool. Well, that was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, that did make you want to like start talking about planets and asteroids. But unfortunately, I'm not a professor, and I wasn't in a cheesy 90s pop band. So
no, and the whole, best, you never are.
You best watch BBC Two. Or
that's right.
Like that. Well, I think we've had enough niceness for a minute.
Yeah, you're right.
We're going to move to some beautifulness of a rather
nasty
dark
sort.
And well, typically leather-clad absinthe drinkers. We're going to move to the new Twilight Singers album, mm-hmm. Dynamite Steps, which I think is quite possibly the best thing I've heard all year. Yeah. You can tell me what you think.
You sound a bit strange there, James. Were you just leaning over towards the CD player there? I saw that.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
the wonderful Twilight Singers.
Yeah.
Dully's on fine form. I love the fact that he can't reach the high notes. He can't hold a note.
High road or the low road?
Yeah, well, he can't hold a note for more than a few seconds. No, and he can't reach a high note, but it doesn't stop him trying.
No, no.
And there's a lot of yearning in there. There's a lot of, I just think that guy makes really beautiful, powerful, dark music. And
yeah, I think
it's what rock music should be like.
Should be like. No, yeah, I agree.
Very, very good.
I think it's a
They're on Sub Pop, Twilight Singers, you'll find them everywhere. And we must apologise to Greg Dully for once stealing his absinthe in Germany, but the less said about that,
the better.
In case he comes around and punches us.
No, actually, I wouldn't mind Dully having a go at you, because at least he'd listen to reason, but his mate, Lanigan, I don't think would listen
to
anything.
Well, no, Lanigan once stared at me to the point that I almost got on my knees and apologised for just being in his presence. But, yeah, Lanigan makes a quick appearance on here, as does there's a very nice track with Ernie DeFranco as well, which is quite good. But, yeah, that new album, Dynamite Steps, well worth your time, I think.
Right. Now then.
What have you got in store for us? While I read the Lecherous Optician's Eye Chart.
Tell us what the Lecherous Optician's Eye Chart says, Dames, please.
I am open to carnal.
Not bad. It goes from big to small. Anyway.
I-A-M-O-P-E-N-T-O-C. A-R-N-A-L-R-E-L-A-T-I-O-N-S.
Exactly. Right. Time for some Finnish madness, pop pickers. Damon was reading something about Jeffrey Boycott as we were listening to the...
Yeah, there's a transcript in this wonderful...
Bark pamphlet.
Issue 8 of Bark.
Yeah.
Where there's a transcript of Parkinson interviewing Boycott. And it begins with, I'm delighted to introduce genuine Gurgle Urgle Lendry Yorkshire cricketer Durgle Mr. Jeff Boycott.
And is that wrong?
Yorkshire, says Boycott. Parkinson says, Urgle Gurgle Durgle Barnsley Burble. Boycott, my grandmother could have hit it. Parkinson and Dirtle Burble Urgle, George Best Dirtle Gurgle Barnsley. Boycott, fast, Fred Truman, now that were fast. Parkinson, Burble Urgle, Emu Burble Durgle, Muhammad Ali. I see it as I see it, says Boycott. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Boycott.
Fantastic, and he's not wrong. We'd better tell everyone what we were listening to. Because we've gone from Yorkshire Madness to Finnish Madness.
Yes.
That was the J. Tolvi semi-band, not semicolon and not semi-hardon. And that record is called Alleluia. I think that means hallelujah in Finnish. And they're on, oh God, it's in Finnish, Ikuisuusnet, which is www.ikuisuus.net. Very, if you like Griff Rhys and all his solo stuff, you'll like this. It's in impenetrable Finnish. I have no idea what goes on, but at some point I know they have a bit of a campfire sing-along, so that's enough.
Yeah, I think that basically is the Finnish version of what we're about to hear. And the Finnish guy really brought an end to it.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of band that I think they probably think they're playing in.
Okay.
And this is Parlors, and it's from their new EP.
Yeah.
Called Parlors.
Parlors.
And it's the first track, and it's called I Think I'll Call You Mine.
Oof. I wonder if that's in Yorkshire.
Gurgle, urgle, urgle, burgle.
I'll call you mine.
Quoted than that, do they?
No, really? They don't. No, it's a very nice record, is that? Actually,
it is.
We have a question to ask.
Yes,
about this record.
On the Well, basically, the cover of the EP
sees
the band sitting on some old-fashioned furniture out under a tree. Okay. And if ever a band were meant to be outside, like, playing in the springtime, then it's them, I think, because they are very, very nice and jaunty and happy, poor-lucky people. Even they're like little hand claps and things.
Yeah, yeah, nice. I like that, actually. But I like those sort of records.
On the cover, there's five band members, and they're all doing certain things. But apparently, there's only four band members listed, so I wonder if they fell out with one of them before they went to press and they refused to put him on the thing. So,
slap wristies, yeah. I'm afraid.
So, someone tell us who the Phantom Fifth band member is.
And we'll send you some shit CDs that we don't like.
Yes. We won't send you that one, because I quite like it.
Nah.
And especially, like, whilst flowers are budding and birds are twittering and things like that, then it's a nice little thing to have.
Exactly.
They're on parlorsmusic.com and Aquiesta Moss Records.
Yep.
Or Aquiesta Moss Records. All one word. A long thing that I can't be bothered to spell.
No, but I don't think you should.
Parlors EP. It's very good.
Whiskey than beer, never fear.
And
no.
Before we go any further,
and
we do need to prepare you for what's about to come.
Yeah.
We need to prepare ourselves for it as well, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
But from issue 9 of Bark, which has a delightful picture of Rowley from Grange Hill.
You remember the fellow with the specs? The tubby chap?
Yes.
Him.
Well, it seems as it's almost Easter.
Yeah.
I thought we'd put this blasphemous bit of text into the Shedcast. Jesus is obviously waiting to go into Jerusalem.
Right.
He says, right, gang, the procession into Jerusalem. Luke, John, what have we got? And don't say donkey or there'll be hell to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But don't say anything.
No.
Oh, saints preserve us, he says. Come on, haven't we done the donkey thing to death now? Research shows that it still plays out well with the public and... The public. Change the bloody record, Matthew. Can I not, just for once, make an entrance on something a little more impressive than a knackered old mule? I mean, is a chariot out of the question? Not out of the question, just out of your budget. Well, a horse, then. Some massive black stallion stampeding through the crowd. Create a bit of drama. We can only find a donkey. Hopeless. I know you're all fishermen and whatnot, but all I ask is a little imagination, you know. Dare I even ask about a costume? A white robe, I knew it.
Gah. Time for Alsatian by Unit.
Tick tock, tick tock, ticking along, along, along. A long, long time ago, I'm going home. I'm going home. 'Cause home is where the heart is. Talking to the mirror as they're walking right to left. A lot of Easter promise at the heart of success. Police car in the back, walking like a Mac. You can wear the white suit if you're followed by the black. If you're feeling blue and there's nothing to do, you can always talk to walls. I'm a big, big, big furry dog. Alsatian. Woof. You catch a disease. Walking into Hong Kong, gonna wear a flashy tie. Gonna make a big noise so America says hi. If you're feeling blue and there's nothing to do, you can always talk to walls. I'm a big, furry dog. I'm a big, big, big furry dog. Like a big Alsatian. I'm a big, big, big furry dog. Tick-tock, ticking along, 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 a long, long time ago. I'm going home, I'm a-going home, 'cause home is where the heart is.
Well, there you go. Good old units. You can't beat them, can you? That was from the Dare to Be Different album from 2004. And I never remember where the bloody hell units are. Actually, I tried looking them up on the internet, and their website had gone down. So, the word unit, Chinese band, right? Look out for that. That was just about Alsatians. Woof, woof. What are we going to play now, James?
Woof.
We're not going to play any more woof, are we?
No.
No.
We're going to play A Woman Who's Looking for a Raccoon.
Oh,
if you can keep a straight face through this, you're doing better than I can.
Just fine. I want to be the raccoon's wife. city as a lair for me to be.
That woman got to wait for a bloody raccoon.
I don't know, but she had to turn her back on the wolves and wait for the bus to come. I do apologise to hundreds there from, I presume they're from Germany, because that album is delightful, but I cannot take it seriously at all. Especially that, I mean, I wait for my raccoon has been irritating the ears of everyone within earshot of me for the past 3 weeks. I cannot stop doing it. I think it's genius, but for all the wrong reasons. But they're on sinbus.ne, and that's sin with two N's, and they're on hundredsmusic.com, and they're also on something that I'm going to have to spell because it looks like scrotum kempf. www.skrotzki-kempf.com.
Right.
I wait for my raccoon.
We'll see in about 2 minutes.
We need to recover. we're going to go and wait for the bus to come.
And hope
the wolves don't eat us.
We know wolves.
And whilst you're waiting for part two to come along, go to www.incendiomag.com
or
if you can't spell. Go to www.inmusic.nl. We've been us, you've been you. Mm-hmm. See you in a minute.
Yeah, bye.